Welcome back to an episode of Kate and Isaiah Living Large. I'm Isaiah.
And I'm Kate.
And on this episode, we're going to talk about us prepping for the Port City Beer Run. I don't know what number it is, but it's 2024. but before we begin, what's new? What's happening? You ready?
For the beer run? No. Ready to start this episode? Sure.
Heck yeah.
I'm glad we're doing this episode today, actually, because I mentioned a couple weeks ago that I've been feeling pretty grungy about myself and a little worried about things. And yeah, I've been doing these little mini walks, which are great. And I've been pretty consistent. There was one day that I had a shoe issue, as in I couldn't find my shoes that I wear every day. That's actually been every day this week. And was wearing shoes that were just too big for me, so I didn't go for a walk that day, and it was pouring rain. So, like, excuses, and I can't make those. There's no time for that. But, you know, but still trying to be really consistent and eating better. How about you?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I've been trying to make sure I walk at least. I really want to try and make sure I'm going to the gym more and getting that cardio. I am not ready for the beer run, but I am going to make sure that I buy it after this episode is done. Because I haven't bought my ticket yet.
So you need to do that.
I will do it literally after this episode so that we can make sure that I have it.
If you buy this month, you're eligible for a
hotel
stay, which might be useful as we're walking to just not to do anything weird, just to rest.
Just to have a hotel to rest at. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, let's talk about it. So last year. And that was fun. We made it there. I don't know how long it took us, but it took us a little bit.
Took us over an hour.
Yeah.
Well over an hour. Was it like an hour 30? It wasn't quite an hour 30, yeah, like an hour 20 or something.
It. Yeah, it was close. We were the last ones in.
That's fine. Sure.
Which is fine.
Somebody's got to be last.
That's right. So last year at this time, we were pretty mid into our physical fitness stuff.
Yeah.
How are you feeling this year? I know we've been very behind this year on our physical fitness stuff.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about this, doing the 5K this year?
Truth be told, really fretting.
Yeah.
Genuinely fretting it. Really concerned that I'm actually incapable of doing it. We came in last year, and that was after I'd been working out for a few months. And I'm genuinely concerned, considering I get like winded walking up the street.
Right.
And so, but one foot in front of the other, and we'll have a different conversation in a month's time.
Yeah. So, yeah, for sure.
How about you? How are you feeling?
I'm feeling okay. I mean, I am worried. Last year, I was worried a lot about my back. This year, I'm worried a lot about my knee. My knee's been giving me a lot of problems walking lately. And so I'm very worried that's going to cause some issues.
Yeah.
And I might be right on those stairs with you this time around.
Yeah. And I mean, we have to be good to ourselves regardless, and we're still try it. And if it doesn't work, what's our worst case scenario is that we just don't do it.
I mean,
we go drink beer.
We'll do it.
No, we're going to do it. But this is, I'm laying out the worst case scenario. Second worst case scenario is that we start and we actually can't finish it.
No.
If we have a knee injury or I cry, that's just, we'll have to deal with that as it comes. And I think if we talk about that and ready ourselves and then make it not so.
That's right. I mean, we have till what, June 1st is the date.
Yep. So a month and a half.
We have a month and a half to get ready and prep. So I think there's definitely a lot we need to do in that month and a half.
And I know some people listening to this, or maybe who would hear this, they'd be like, it's only a 5K. I could do that in my sleep. Well, good for you.
But that is the point of our podcast. There's definitely people out there that can do a 5K. No problem.
Yeah.
And I mean, yeah, it's when I was younger, 100% I could do a 5K. No problem. But I mean, there's just, as you get older and as you get bigger, it becomes harder and harder.
Everything becomes a much more arduous task. Like, that's just right. not the best, but like we say, one foot in front of the other. And I think it's important that we both take those steps now to.
Yeah, 100%. To prep, be ready to go and ready to do that. Are you going to run at the beginning of this year? I mean, I don't know what was going on with you last year, but you were geared and ready to run.
So I am a person that gets caught up in moments and I sometimes forget who I am. And so if you'll recall last year, dear friend Jill, she is one of the main, an organizer. It's put on by Encore Tours. Yep. She owns in the market. She and her sister own in the market. And she was like, hey, she knew I was working out a bunch. She's like, hey, Kate, why don't you lead the warm up? So I was like, sure. And I said this last year, I thought this in the moment, but I'm sure anybody who didn't know who I was like, why are they getting this fat girl to lead this warm up? Like, what is happening? And like, I was almost like getting out of breath, like as I'm leading this warm up, because I'm trying to be super energetic. But meanwhile, I'm like, this is all my energy. Anyway, then the whole pack of people starts running. And Isaiah and I had talked before that we're going to walk, we're going to hang back. And like, we kind of made a deal and he's filming and like, it's like a whole thing. Cause I knew that I couldn't maintain that. But then all of a sudden everybody starts running and I'm like, and then I was like, what am I doing? Who am I?
I was so confused.
So no, let's like reel me in this time. I wonder if we'll have better weather this year.
I hope so. It was really cold last year.
It May last year?
I don't remember. Let's be real. I barely remember that it was June 1st.
Yeah, they don't know that.
Well, that I do now.
They don't know that we had a whole conversation. You know, like, that you said June 1st is a Wednesday. And I was like, okay.
May 1st is a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Did you know that May comes after April and not June? There's a whole other month between now and June. Yeah,
it's wild.
I know, right?
Which is good for us in training.
What a crazy year 2024 is.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of cool that we'll be doing it a second year in a row. And
yeah.
And I felt really good when we finished.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was exciting to like say that we finished it and we got to the end. And the people that knew that we were doing it were very encouraging at the end, yeah, too. That was nice.
I do feel a little bit crappy that I haven't made more progress on this and that it's just gonna be like, oh, good, I'm in the same position as I was last year. And yeah, I will finish, but it's still going to be a slog and it's still going to be last place. And like, it would be kind of cool if we were like, yeah. And then we came in middle.
But let's be real. The reality of it is a lot has changed over the last year and we've tried our best to stay on track, but like a lot of people, it's just, there's just stuff happens and you just try and hope that you can do better. But as long as we are maintaining, like, kind of that's a big key to it, right?
Yep, 100%. And like, you know, it's, I can be very rational about it, but every so often I get hit with,
yeah,
I wish I was doing a little better.
Yeah, no, I totally get that too. And like, it does sometimes make me want to, I wish I was doing better. At the same time, we've got to be a little bit kinder to ourselves and understand it's just what it is. And we've got to try and hopefully do better this year.
So one of the things that I think I'm going to do in actual prep, and I haven't done it yet, but as I think I need to map out a little bit of a progress walking trick, because right now my goal was to just get consistent with doing these little lunch hour tours.
Yep.
But I've fallen in the trap of doing the same little walk every day.
Okay.
And there's no need of that. I work downtown Fredericton. I can take multiple routes.
Mm-hmm.
This one has just worked because it's short. It's like a little half block because I cut through a parking garage to get back and it feels manageable, but manageable isn't going to be good enough
when we're doing a 5K.
When we're doing a 5K. So I think I'm going to take a little bit of time. You know what? All I say, I'm going to do this Monday sometime. And I'm going to map out like what I need to do to increase day over day or week over week to get to that 5K mark where it's comfortable. And I'm not talking about running here. For anybody who's listening, like, no, I'm not going to,
I'm not running,
a couch to 5K situation. That's just not a thing that I'm doing. I'm doing a, like, can I physically walk 5 kilometers?
Yeah. Yeah. There's no running happening here.
No, not even at the beginning this time. because my knees are atrocious. You know what's funny? You know what hurts my knees more than anything?
What?
Standing.
Yeah, I get that. Well, because you're like, your knees are resting and then all of a sudden you have to put like the most pressure you put on your knees. Is
walking is way better than standing for me. It's like, I feel it for days. Like if I've been in a position where I've had to stand up for any length of time, my knees really tell me.
Yeah. My knee, it's specifically my right knee, has just been really weird lately. It hurts to like get up and move. And anytime I move it, it just like makes poppy and cracky sounds. I probably should like go get that checked out or something, but
that's just what my body just makes poppy and cracky noises. That I'm just used to that. That's my normal.
But I know for this 5K, I think we need to first be realistic in what we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
And we should probably figure out where our stopping points are. Like we looked, we didn't really pay attention. We just kind of walked until we needed to stop last year. I think if we're going to be stopping, maybe we should think about where we want to like push to get to stop this year.
That's not a bad idea. Maybe we should take a little like road trip out to the route.
Yeah.
At some point in the next couple weeks.
For sure. And I don't know. I'm excited to go. I'm excited to do it again. I still have my lovely badge or thing from last year. It's over there. But I'm excited to do it again. It was definitely exciting to finish it last year, and I'm excited to try and finish it again this year.
Yeah, no, and we will finish it.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to walk along with us, come join us. Yeah, for sure.
Please. Like, if this is one is for a great cause, it's for juvenile diabetes. Did you know that?
Yes.
Okay.
What?
And it's a good time. I've done it. This is the second time I've actually done it. No, that's a lie. I've done it before. They used to do a little 3K, which I really liked. Bring the 3K back.
Well, that's because it was a different route then.
I don't care. And I wonder if they can bring back that old route. It's because the thing's been closed, right?
Yeah.
The boardwalk.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, I digress. It's just such a nice time and it's a warm atmosphere, even if you're not a runner or whatever. And they have other drinks that are not just beer.
Yes.
So if you're like, I don't even like beer, well, there's other stuff there. And it's just a good time. And if you want to like be on Team Kate and Isaiah's team,
come and walk with us instead of running. Don't be embarrassed to come walk with us. It's great.
Yeah. We have a good time.
Yeah.
It's a lot of me going, I can't do it. And Isaiah going, all right, but yes, you can. You're trying to flag down cars. I'm going, what are you doing?
We can do it.
Do you know the theme song to the Raccoons? Do you remember that show?
I remember the show. I don't remember
The theme song is, you can run with us. We've got everything you need. In this case, we'll say you can walk with us. We probably have nothing you need, but we'll be fun.
Maybe we'll prep a little bit more and like so bring water or something this time.
It's just something to carry.
Listen, yeah, you're right, but I think we might need some water. But yeah, if you have any recommendations on prep and stuff for 5K, we definitely want to hear that as well. And, you know, if you are planning to do the 5K, let us know too. That would be awesome. But I think a nice little short episode. Let's wrap it up here.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So I'm going to make sure that I put the description in the description down below, the link to the run if you want to sign up and join us, or if you're just interested in finding out more, their Facebook link will be in the description below. So you guys can check all things out about the run. And I'm sure we will be talking again later down the line about the run again, hopefully. In more prep once we've actually started doing much more prep than we are doing right now. But where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me at Caitlin Dean on Facebook. We can find us at Kate and Isaiah Living Large, also on Facebook, Kate D on Instagram, and at Fat Caitlin on TikTok.
And I am at Maritime Brews on all of the social medias, as well as you can find our buy me a coffee link down below if you want to donate to us. No pressure at all. And if you are listening on Spotify, YouTube Music, or I guess Google Music, or wherever you're listening to your podcast. You can also find us over on YouTube for the video. And if you are watching or listening on YouTube, if you can like, subscribe, share, and click that notification button to let you know that we are posting a new one, that would be much appreciated. But until next week, bye.
Bye.